Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Book Nerd Daily Radio Show. My name is Bill, and I'm your host and author of 21 top seller books in the personal development industry, which is a 20-plus billion-dollar industry. We are broadcasting live from our studio here in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's an honor as well as a privilege to have so many listeners from around the globe tuning into our radio broadcast. We are currently broadcasting our shows on three radio platforms, reaching millions on a weekly basis. So today we have a very informative show outlined for you today, which include business announcements, which is a top feature of all of our radio broadcasting shows, and we have other topics as well. So get relaxed, grab your Coke or a glass of tea, because you are in for a very special treat today. By the way, all of our released books can be found at our website, which is www.booknair.com. That's booknaire.com. So thank you for joining us live today, wherever you are on this massive global platform, whether you are local, national, or international. We want to thank you and welcome you to our Book Nerd Daily Radio Show. The title of our show today is today's featured book for this show is Sales Nair. Now, you can purchase a copy of Sales Nair, the book Sales Nair, on our website at booknair.com. So some of the bullet points that we're going to be discussing today is salespeople earn big money. Why? 83% of all millionaires are salespeople. Success mindset of salespeople. And salespeople that have a can-do attitude. So these are some of the topics that we're gonna discuss today on our broadcast. So let's go ahead and jump into our broadcast here, and let's go ahead and get to the meat and potatoes of this broadcast. Salespeople earn big money. Are you a salesperson? Are you a salesperson? That's the big question that we have that we're gonna elaborate on today. Most people will consider themselves, no, I'm not a salesperson, I hate selling, but technically, all of us are salespeople. You know, we think about our spouse. We had to sell our spouse to give them, for them to give their hand in marriage to us. You know, we all are salespeople. It don't matter whether we do sales as a profession or not. All of us are salespeople. All of us are. So are you a salespeople? And for listeners that are on this broadcast that has chosen to do sales as a profession, how are you doing? Can you use improvement? Can you make adjustments in your presentation, in your method of operation? Is there room for improvement? To make better sales, to make bigger sales, to make sales more often. You know, you think of a real estate agent. A real estate agent is a salesperson. Their job is to sell homes. Sometimes they may sell one home a month. Sometimes they may sell two or three a month. Sometimes they may sell five a month. And sometimes they may not sell any in a month. Well, the Sales Nair book will help you to identify different techniques and traits that you can utilize to help you be a better salesperson. Do we have car salesmen on our broadcast today? Are you a car salesman? Do you sell cars at a car lot? Are you selling at your top level? Okay, are there rooms or improvement that you can utilize to help you make more car sales? Well, the decision is up to you. That's why I penned the book, Sales Nair. I've been in sales all my life. I can remember when I was 18. I started selling for this company called A.L. Williams, selling insurance policies, term life insurance. But I didn't know it was sales then. I mean, I knew that if I reached 30 sales in any given month, I would be promoted to vice president. Well, in my first month, I got 28 sales. I closed out 28 deals. But I really wasn't really focused on it because I really didn't understand the process at that time. Being 18 years of age, I really didn't understand that. Now, if I had the mindset I have now and I was 18, you know, I would have blew it out the water. I would have done, they said 30, I probably would have done 6 to 9 sales in 30 days with the knowledge that I know now. But, you know, we have to grow. You know, and sometimes growth takes time. So being much older and much mature and know the ropes of business, you know, it's a totally different ballgame now. But what sales profession are you in? Are you a car salesman? Are you an insurance agent? What part of sales are you in? Are there room for improvement that you can utilize to take your sales from where you are now to where you want it to go? If you're not satisfied with the productivity that are taking place right now, if you're not satisfied, I highly recommend getting the book Sales Now. Now, did you know that 83% of all millionaires, 83% of all millionaires, so what does that tell us? That if we want to be a millionaire, we got to be a salespeople. We got to be a salesperson. And all of us, like I said, all of us are salespeople in one form or another. In one form or another, all of us are salespeople. So it's up to us. It's up to us whether we want to hone in on our profession, whether we want to make improvements, whether we need to make adjustments. But the thing of it is, if you make those adjustments and you become the top salesperson in your chosen field, you become the top salesperson in your chosen field, then you have an 83% chance of being a millionaire. You have an 83% chance of being a millionaire. And all of us want financial freedom. All of us. I don't care who we are. All of us want financial freedom. One form or another, we want financial freedom. We just may not know the steps to get there, but that's where we have our other books that I'll pin on our website, booknair.com. We have Wealth in That Book, Rich Nair, Income Nair, Entrepreneur Nair. And I'll be going over a few of those titles later on in the episode here. But you want to have a mindset to where you can generate more income. What kind of mindset do salespeople have or should have? Well, salespeople have a success mindset. That's the type of mindset they have. So if you're in sales, what type of mindset do you have? Do you have a negative mindset? Do you have a positive mindset, which is very key to your production? If you have a positive mindset, of course you're going to be successful. It's just going to fall in your lap because that's your aim and that's what you're pulling for. So successful people have a different mindset than ordinary Joe Blow out there. They get up in the morning knowing that they need to sell 2 or 3 cars today. They get up in the morning knowing that they need to write 3 or 4 insurance policies. They get up in the morning knowing that they need to sell at least a couple of houses this month. So if you're in sales, what are your goals? Do you need to pick up the phone and make 100 phone calls to make a sale? If that's the case, that's what successful salespeople do. They do whatever is required. If it costs for them to make 100 or 200 or 300 phone calls, to set up appointments, to close out sales, they make it happen. They do whatever is required, whatever is necessary to make the sale. Why? Because they have a success mindset. Let me pose that question to our audience today. What type of mindset do you have? And this is whether you're in sales or not, because your mindset will determine your outlook on life. Do you have a negative mindset? If so, wow, wow. Do you have a positive mindset? And if we have a negative mindset, definitely go to our website. I've authored plenty of books on there that will help you change your mindset, really help you change your viewpoint on life. And I will go over that a little later in our broadcast in reference to, because that's the whole notion of our company here, the Booknair Company. Our whole concept, our whole mantra is to help you change or help you make a total personal and business transformation. So if you have a negative mindset, let's help you get a, if you have a positive mindset, let's help you get a optimum mindset. Let's take it to the next level. All of us have room for improvement, every one of us. So it determines whether we want to take advantage of the opportunities set before us to make those improvements in our life, in our business, in our relationships, in our health, in our wealth. All of us have room for improvement. Do salespeople have? Do they get up in the morning? Let's take, for instance, a car salesman. Do you get up in the morning and say, well, you know, today, you know, I don't think I'm going to make any sales today. It's raining outside. It's cloudy. I don't foresee any new customers coming into the car dealership. Well, ain't no sales going to be made today. Matter of fact, ain't no use even going into the office. You see, if you think that way, you've already shot yourself in the foot. You already done imprinted in your subconscious mind that, hey, ain't yet going to happen today. So ain't no use in even trying. The mindset that salespeople have. Of course not. Is that the kind of attitude that salespeople have? Of course not. Salespeople have a can-do attitude. Even if it's raining outside, even if it's cloudy, even if there's snow on the ground, even if it's 130 degrees outside, salespeople have a can-do attitude. They say, we're going to make it happen regardless of what the weather looks like. We're going to make it happen regardless of whether I have to drive to the job or I have to walk or ride the transit system. See, they're going to make it happen. That's the attitude that salespeople have. We as salespeople, we're going to make it happen, bar none. And whatever obstacle get in our way, we're going to overcome it or remove it because we're on a path of success. We're on a path to where we got a can-do attitude. And all of us, if we don't have that can-do attitude, all of us can develop that attitude. It's up to us. But a lot of us, whether in sales or not, a lot of individuals, we don't go out and make it happen for ourselves. For some, it could be various reasons. It's a strange thing. You know, we want the best. We want wealth. We want a good family. We want to build or develop good relationships. We want good children. But are we willing to put in the time, the resources, the efforts to make it happen? Can we do that? Of course we can. Of course we can. But it's up to us individually to expend those resources, to think in a way that say, hey, I know something is out of line, but I need to put it back in line. We can do that as individuals. So whether you're in sales or not, If you know of anyone in sales, then definitely reach out to them and say, hey, I was on this radio broadcast with the BookNet company, and look here. They got this website called BookNet.com. You can go there. You get the sales netbook. I mean, and we have 18 more different books. Go there. Let your friends and family know that are not on this broadcast to go there. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to shift gears here to our company objective. Well, here at the BookNet company, our mantra is to assist millions around the globe in making a personal and business transformation. Now, how are we going to do this? We're going to accomplish this goal by means of our newly released books that are featured on our website. For this year, 2016, we have developed, our in-house team has developed a roadmap to distribute over 1 million books for 2016 that will assist millions in transforming their lives. You can visit our website at www.booknair.com, and you can see all of our book titles or our books listed on our website and other events that we have going on. Currently, I'm putting the finishing touches on more books that will be released at the end of this month, the month of March. No, is this March? Yeah, March. The month of March, 2016. So keep an eye on our website. Keep your eyes there. Go there, visit our website regularly and see if there are any new releases, and then look at the books that we currently have available and see which one can help you to make a personal and business transformation in your life. One of the books that I'm going to elaborate on is Wefner. Wefner is a book that was developed to help people acquire wealth. Now, do you want wealth? That's a stupid question. Most everybody wants wealth. And wealth can mean different things to different people. You know, it don't mean that you want to consume all of your time, your 24 hours. All of us have access to it the same amount of time. None of us have 23 hours that they have to work with. None of us have 19 hours they have to work with. All are on an equal platform as far as time is concerned. We have the same 24 hours in a day. But what matters is, how do we utilize those 24 hours? How do we utilize those 24 hours? Do we take 10, 12 hours a day and sit there and watch TV? Do we spend 10 or 12 hours of those days talking to Joe over here that isn't doing anything? Roy over here that's not doing anything? Susan over here that's not doing anything? And then do we take the rest of the time and just sleep and eat? So the question is, how do you utilize your time? How do you utilize your time? Well, all of us should be very effective at utilizing our time. Do we read? Do we self-educate ourselves? This is a very, very big thing. Most people don't read. They don't like to read. For some reason, you know, when people finish high school, they never pick up another book. They never pick up another book during their lifetime. Why? Well, they don't know that in order to be wealthy, you need to learn wealth. You need to think wealth. You need to study wealthy people. You need to see what blueprints they follow in order to be wealthy. You know, I tell people, think about some of the richest people you know or wealthy people that you know. Think about Bill Gates, multi-billionaire, Oprah Winfrey, multi-billionaire. Donald Trump, multi-millionaire. billionaire, excuse me. You know, they're the Walton family, multi-billionaire. The founder of Amazon.com, I forget his name, multi-billionaire. So, can you be a billionaire? Yes, yes you can. But the question is, do you want to be a, you know, I always wanted to strive out and learn about wealthy people and how they accumulated their wealth, their riches. And after reading a number of biographies, after reading over 500 books in the personal development, wealth management industry, I come to realize that knowledge, I'm about to say knowledge is power, but that's an incorrect statement. Applied knowledge is power. So when you read, you're reading, you're searching for answers. And at my time of reading, I was searching for the answer of how to be wealthy. I saw these people wealthy, and I look at Donald Trump, a billionaire, he's wealthy, he's a real estate tycoon. I don't want to be a millionaire in real estate. I mean, I could do it, but then I look at Sam Walton. He's a multi-billionaire. He created Walmart. He has stores. Well, I didn't want to do no stores. I wanted to do something that I could do, that I felt that I may like and I can grow to like. So what I did, I started reading and researching and looking for the key to wealth. And I came across this gentleman by the name of Mr. Bob Proctor. And Bob Proctor had a list of things that you could do to become wealthy. And the first thing on his list, he said, write a book. Now, I love books because I love reading them. But I never thought about writing them. I never thought about it. It never crossed my mind. When I read that statement, write a book and you'll become wealthy, I said, wow. And then later on, a few sentences down, he says, you don't have to be the expert to write the book. He said, you become the expert after you've written the book. I said, wow, that just blew my mind. You mean to tell me I don't have to be wealthy to write the Wealth Net book? I will become wealthy after I've written the book? Wow. That's a mouthful, audience. That's a mouthful. So what are you good at? What are you good at? You know, you can develop your skills that will make you wealthy. So on my journey, I start researching how to write a book. I start researching how to format a book. I start researching how to proofread and edit books. I had to research how to develop a lot of things in the course of writing books. And then I went to work. And look at now, 2016 March, I've authored 21 books, all in the personal development field. All of them have unique names. All of them, the last name of the title ends in Nair. We have books called Wealth Nair, Rich Nair, Sponsor Nair, Think Nair, Gold Nair, Focus Nair, Sales Nair, Profit Nair, Diet Nair, Fitness Nair, Market Nair, Success Nair, Money Nair, and many, many others and many more on the table to be released. So, skills. Now, I didn't know 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, that I was going to be a writer, that I was going to be an author. I had no idea. Never crossed my mind. I didn't know I would love writing. Oh, boy, was I wrong. You know, Les Brown said a lot of us, when we go to the grave, we go to the grave with our stuff in us. What special talent, what special skill do you have that you can bring out to the world that you don't want to take to your grave when you're gone? What kind of special talent or what kind of name would you make for yourself where your kids, your grandkids, your great-great-grandkids would say, hey, my father left a legacy. He may be gone, but his books live on. You know, all of my books that I've published, I've authored, are on a worldwide platform. My books are being sold in countries like Europe, France, China, languages I don't even speak. To this day, they've been sold there. So what do you have in you? You don't want your family to look at you, well, you know, Joe went on, he gone with it for us now. He gone, he's 6 feet under. So what are you going to leave? You know, the Bible says, leave an inheritance for your children and your children's children. That's what the scripture says. Now, I don't want to be preaching on the broadcast this morning, but the truth is the truth. So what are you going to leave for your children? What are you working on? What are you developing? What are you honing your skills on where you can say, hey, I'm doing this for my children? Because when I'm dead and gone, I want to make sure that they can carry on. See, we don't want our families standing over our grave and saying, well, he didn't accomplish anything in his life. All of us are here on the face of this earth for a particular reason. All of us. All of us are here for a particular reason. What's your reason? What are you going to do about your reason? What are you going to bring to the table? What are you going to bring? Don't go to the grave with the books in you that you could have written, the songs in you that you should have written, the art that you could have grown, the businesses you could have developed and made a success like Sam Walton, the online businesses you have created like Amazon.com. Don't go to the grave with your stuff in you. A lot of us, we tiptoe through life. Want to be on the safe side. Take risks. If you fail, so what? That's what success is all about, failing. Fail your way to success. Tell you how many times I've failed. You know, Les Brown has a real good quote. He said, when life hits you on the blind side and knocks you down, he said, try to land on your back. It's because if you can look up, you can get up. So, what are you going to do? Another one of our titles on our book that I like to elaborate on with our audience today is Biznare. How many of you that are on this call would like to start your own business? How many would like to start your own business? A lot of us would. We just don't know how. Well, that's why I authored the book Biznare. Biznare will show you step by step how to start, how to manage, and how to grow. A lot of us that are listening to this call, this broadcast today, you're working at a job and you're barely making it. You're living what we call paycheck to paycheck, and you're miserable. You're disappointed because you know deep down inside that you can do better. But for some reason, fear takes over. Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. It takes over. It paralyzes you from moving forward. See, what we have to do, we have to take fear by the hand, embrace it, and move forward. Yes, it's going to be scary, but we have to move forward if we want to do better. If we want better out of life, if we want better for our family, we're going to have to embrace fear and say, fear, you have no hold on me, and move forward. A lot of us want to start businesses. I've started in my career over 100 businesses. I've started over 100 businesses, some successful, some not so successful, some flat-out failures. Sure have. It's just a part of life. It's a part of success. It's a part of success. You're going to fail. Think about the gentleman Thomas Edison, the guy that invented the light bulb. Think about him. Well, let's not elaborate on him. Think about Colonel Sanders, the guy that owned Kentucky Fried Chicken, a worldwide brand. Now, Colonel Sanders was looking to sell his recipe. And to my recollection of what I can recall, he slept in his car. He visited chicken parlor from chicken parlor, individuals that own chicken outfits or outlets. And he approached him with his recipe. Now, he was trying to sell his recipe. And so he went from one individual to the next, from one to the next, from one to the next, sleeping in his car, eating his own chicken, eating his own chicken. And finally, after approaching over 1,000 people, somebody said, yes, I will buy your recipe. And now look, KFC, better known as Kentucky Fried Chicken, is a worldwide brand because he didn't give up. He kept moving forward. You told him no? He went to the next one. That next one said no, he kept going. The next one said no, he kept going. He did not quit because he was on a journey to make something happen, and he made it happen. What journey are you on? Are you going to quit? Are you going to give up when you get that first no, that second no? That third, fourth, fifth, or sixth note, are you going to give up and say, hey, don't nobody want my dream? Don't nobody want to back me in my dream? Don't nobody want to see my dream come to fruition? Remember, that's a part of success. That's a part of success. So if you want to be successful, you got to continue to move forward in your dream. You got to continue to move forward in making it happen for yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to step up to the counter of success in your behalf. Nobody. Only you and only you can make it happen. Only you can make it happen. You know, they got a saying that says, when you step up to the count of success, you got to pay up front. You cannot step to the count of success and make a 50% down payment. You cannot step up to the count of success and make a 25% deposit. You cannot step up to the count of success and put a layaway plan in place. Oh, no, it don't work that way. Because here's the thing with success, and that's why it's very important that when you step up to the counter and says that you do pay up front and full. Because here's the thing, once success starts coming, oh, it comes, and oh, do it come. So you're going to be more than compensated and rewarded for your efforts, for the time you put in. So that's why the statement is, when you step up to the count of success, you got to pay up front and in full. They say that the chicken participated, but they say that the hog was committed. The hog gave it all up. But the chicken drop off his few eggs and keep on rolling. So we got to be that hog. We got to give it all up if we want success. We got to go all in and all out. At the same time, be in balance. Because as parents, as individuals, as mothers and fathers, we have other obligations. So whatever we do, we want to be balanced with it. Another one of our titles that I would like to share with our listeners today is, that's another one of our top seller books. It's called Dietmare. You know, a lot of people want to be healthy. A lot of people want to be in good shape. A lot of people want to watch their calories. Well, if you take the initiative to be in good health, you can be in good health. If you take the initiative to walk every day, to jog, to eat healthy or try to eat healthy, you know, if you take the initiative to get plenty of rest, exercise, then these are some of the contributing factors of a good diet. These are some of the good, the contributing factors of being healthy. So what is your goal? Are you currently on a diet? Do you see yourself getting on a diet and a few months later dropping that diet and going back to your old habits of eating unhealthy, being a couch potato? You can be healthy. It's up to you. You can be healthy. The book Dietmare is very important. So definitely go to our website. We got the book Dietmare. We got the book Fitnessmare. And we have other books as well. Now, how do our radio interview works? We have specials on our website, booknair.com, to where you can buy a combo book promotion package. And that package consists of 10 different combo packages. With the purchase of one of these packages, you'll get 5-minute radio interview of yourself or your business. This is optional. This is optional, so which means that you don't have to do the radio interview. But if you have a business, I highly recommend that you do the interview. It will be with myself as the host. And once you purchase a combo package, within 24 to 48 hours, someone on our staff will reach out to you and say, hey, we received your order for your combo package, and we would like to schedule you for your free 5-minute radio interview. Now, you may not want to get on the radio at that time. You may say, well, let me think about it, or can you call me back a few months down the road? Of course we can, and we will. If not, you can give us a buzz, and we'll set up your radio interview. The next package that we have on our website is our Elite Book Promotion Package, which consists of 4 different Elite packages. And these packages have 5 books. Purchase an Elite book package, and all of these are on our website. So definitely go to our website. You can get all the information on the book packages, the combo packages. You can see the copies of the books and all that good stuff. You will get a 10-minute radio broadcast of yourself or your business. Again, it's optional. We're not going to hold your feet to the fire. Say, hey, you purchase a package, you've got to get on the radio. You don't have to get on the radio. You know, some people get cold feet getting on the radio. And I'm not going to ask you questions that you're not going to be familiar with, especially if you have a business. But, again, it's optional. Then we have our last package, which is the Total Book Promotion Package, which consists of all 19 of our personal development books. And I highly recommend this package here, especially, well, it really caters to any and all type of people, but you need a library. If you're looking to make changes, this could be your personal library. That whatever you're going through, you're trying to set goals, or you're trying to stay focused, you want to generate wealth, you want to make more income, you want to make more money, we have it on our website in a book that I have authored. So I highly recommend that if you're going to get the package, get the Total Book Promotion Package. That consists of all 19 of our books that are currently on the website. Now, I say that I've offered 21 books, and I have. Two of the books are not on our website right now, but they're going to be there. But right now we have 19 books. I have authored over 21. So go ahead and get your book promotion so that we can put you on the air. We can get you exposure, branding, more customers and clients for your business starting today. So you will get a 15-minute radio interview if you purchase the total book promotion package. Now, we do have a weekly book promotion going on currently. By joining our mailing list that are on our website, you are automatically entered into our weekly book contest, which means that every Friday we announce a winner that will get the opportunity to get a free book. We will contact you via the phone, our radio broadcast, and we will ask you what book would you like to get. You just tell us. Go to our website, see what book you want, and we'll have that book shipped out to you, free of charging, shipping, and everything. Okay? All you have to do is join our mailing list on our website to be entered. The final thoughts for our radio broadcast today, listeners, has been wonderful each and every day to bring you insightful news, information that you can utilize to help you to make a personal and business transformation. And I love using the platform of our radio show. And then I also like the fact that you can go to our website, which is booknair.com, and you can purchase any of our books that can help you make a personal and business transformation today. So I definitely look forward to our broadcast for tomorrow. I thank you guys for tuning in today and listening and getting this useful information. So this concludes our radio broadcast for today. Again, I want to thank you, and thank you. Go out the rest of your day and make it a great day. Thank you.